It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there's been a case of bird flu in Donegal, but the Agriculture Minister says because it occurred in a backyard flock, it doesn't impact on Ireland's disease-free status and does not require the imposition of any restrictions. The mother of Private Sean Rooney says she will dedicate every bone in her body to ensuring justice for Sean and to highlight the uncomfortable truths about the systematic failings by the UN, the Irish Defence Forces and the Lebanese justice system. And later in the bulletin, Mark is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this afternoon that there has been a case of bird flu in Donegal. The Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, says because it occurred in a backyard flock, it doesn't impact on Ireland's disease-free status and does not require the imposition of any restrictions. With more, here's Bernie Clack.
Minister Hayden is stressing there are no trade implications for the Irish poultry industry in relation to this detection due to the very small size of the flock. The detection follows a post-mortem examination carried out in the regional veterinary laboratory in Sligo. Following this result, the other birds in the flock have now been euthanised. Minister Hayden says as the flock was very small and the owner was not involved in commercial poultry activity, this incident doesn't constitute an outbreak of avian influenza. Therefore, it doesn't affect Ireland's disease-free status and there are no trade implications or restrictions. Zones. The Department of Agriculture says this incident highlights the ongoing risk posed by avian influenza and is a reminder to all who keep poultry, whether commercial holdings or those who have some backyard hens, to stay aware and take precautions to prevent contact with or contamination from wild birds.
More details and advice from the department on our website, highlandradio.com. The mother of Private Sean Rooney says she will dedicate every bone in her body to ensuring justice for Sean and highlighting the uncomfortable truths about the systematic failings by the UN, the Irish Defence Forces and the Lebanese justice system. It follows this week's court ruling in Lebanon, after which it emerged the man held responsible for Sean's murder was sentenced to death in absentia and no one knows where he is now. Natasha Rooney says while no court case or litigation can bring Sean back, truth and justice for his murder are the very least he deserves. While she's restricted in what she can say due to life proceedings, she says she cannot sit idly by and let the truth get lost in the hysteria. A judge has asked for a timeline in relation to the files in the case of a priest charged with 8 sexual offences against children. 58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park in Lifford had been charged with 1 count of attempted sexual communication with a child on dates between April 2nd and April 17th this year. The number of charges increased at his last hearing, as Donna Marie Doherty now reports.
At his last court appearance on July 3rd, Gallagher was further charged with 7 new offences, including inciting a child to engage in sexual activity and causing a child to watch sexual activity on April 17th this year. At today's hearing, a prosecutor asked for an adjournment to see where we are in the case. The court heard that the original file was due on Sunday last, July 27th, but the new charges had impacted on that. District Judge Conor Heaney said that there's no purposeful date today and there might not be one in August. He asked for a timeline in relation to the files for the next court appearance on August 14th. Gallagher, who's in custody since April, did not appear.
Those who find themselves in energy arrears are being advised to get in touch with their suppliers. New figures show more than 300,000 households are behind on their electricity bills, with a further 175,000 struggling to pay gas bills. Despite the increase in arrears, the government insists there be no energy credits in the forthcoming budget. Energy Minister Dara O'Brien says they need to take a longer-term view.
Very shortly you will see the further investment that has been supported by the NDP allocation of $3.5 billion to both Airgrid and ESPN, with a further 15 to 16 billion euro through Price Review 6. That's really important. But for households now, of course the arrears, those who are in arrears and the increase in arrears is a matter of concern. What I encourage people to do is to enter into arrangements with their energy providers.
Well, Carl Cronin from MABS, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, says there is help available for people who are struggling.
Different suppliers have different levels of support. It may be repayment holidays, flexible repayment plan. There are a limited number of hardship funds as well that may be available. But each supplier has different supports available. There is support out there, and that is the key message. Please engage with us in MABS or with your energy supplier to make sure you can access those supports and avoid a difficult situation becoming any worse.
And there's full details of MAB's services in Donegal available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says he's confident that the visitor experience project planned for Fort Dunree will come to fruition. Yesterday it was confirmed An Cumasúin Pleanála had refused planning permission for the €12.5 million project. The body says it wasn't satisfied that effluent could be satisfactorily treated on site without a risk of pollution. Councillor Paul Canning says the funding announced in 2021, set to be the single biggest investment in tourism in Donegal, is secure. Despite the refusal of the permission, he believes there are alternative options.
Either we look at reed beds or we can actually pipe it off-site to land that has the depth of soil that can treat the effluent. It's one of these, as the man said, doctors, different patients die scenario. Many of the time I thought a planning application would go through and the planning was of a different opinion. So this is one of those. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money here at stake, but I do think we have to get back to the drawing board.
Police in Tyrone have confirmed there were no serious injuries in this morning's multi-vehicle crash on the A5 near Ballygolly. In a statement to Highland Radio News, they say they attended a report of a road traffic collision involving a number of vehicles at Kerr Road, Beara, shortly after 25 to 12 this morning. There are no reports of serious injuries in the Belfast-bound lane of the carriageway remains open. One man was cautioned at the scene for careless driving. A Ballyshannon woman has become the first patient in the world to successfully undergo a groundbreaking new procedure. At University Hospital Galway, Kelly Coughlin received treatment with the Recana thrombectomy catheter system, a procedure that the hospital describes as a global breakthrough in the treatment of complex venous obstructions. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
The Recana thrombectomy catheter system, developed by Intervene Inc., is the first fully integrated mechanical thrombectomy device specifically engineered to treat instant restenosis, a condition in which veins narrow again after stenting. The HSC says the minimally invasive device is inserted through a small incision in the leg, allowing clinicians to access and clear previously obstructed veins. This restores healthy blood flow and allows new hope to patients who have exhausted all conventional treatment options. Professor Jerry O'Sullivan, a consultant radiologist in Galway, said he had attempted to recanalise Kelly's veins four times without success. The Recana system achieves this in a single session. Kelly Coughlin herself says the procedure has been massively life-changing, as when she was symptomatic, even simple tasks like walking were a challenge.
Again, more on highlandradio.com. The number of drug searches carried out in Donegal was down 13% last year. New figures from the Minister for Justice show 404 drug searches were carried out in the county in 2024, down from 468 the previous year. Across the country, 40% less drug searches were conducted. The reduction is being linked to a growing decline in the number of Gardaí on the streets. Green Party Cathaoirleach Janet Horner says Gardaí should be focusing on targeting dealers rather than individuals.
Joints remain illegal, and I think a lot of the time if Gardaí do find people, they will seize them. But I think hopefully we have seen the Gardaí also take a more constructive interventionist approach at some points, where they are saying they are more concerned with recognising the intervention of dealers and dealers who are exploiting people, and that that's where they should be directing their efforts when it comes to drug targeted work.
Surviving members of the Miami Show Band have revisited the site of an atrocity 50 years on. Three band members were murdered in 1975 when their tour bus was ambushed by loyalist paramilitaries near Newry. Bass player Stephen Travers says the trauma still lives with him to this day.
It's there all the time. It's managing to keep it from intruding on your normal life. But that's the case not just with me. It's the case with so many victims of the so-called Troubles. You can't cure chronic PTSD or enduring personality change or imposter syndrome or all those attending conditions, but you can try to manage them, so, because, as I say, they're there all the time.
As the health service in Donegal prepares for what's traditionally a very busy August bank holiday weekend, the HSE is urging people to be aware of all their care options. The HSE says plans are in place across hospital and community services to ensure patients can access the care they need in the right setting over the coming days. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
HSE West and North West says August is a busy holiday period, and this, combined with the bank holiday weekend, can put extra pressure on the health system, with emergency departments expecting higher than normal attendances. People are advised to familiarise themselves with the care options available to them. If you urgently need to see a GP over the weekend, you should contact your local out-of-hours GP service. NIDOC will be operating at increased capacity from Friday evening until Tuesday morning, while advice and over-the-counter treatments are also available from local pharmacies. In the event of needing to attend the ED, the HSE is appealing for patience during long wait times and is asking that all avenues of care be considered initially.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority are urging drivers to be conscious of cyclists and walkers over the long weekend. Their latest road safety appeal has been launched, with checkpoints promised between today and Wednesday. And drivers are being urged to slow down. Gardaí say they will be carrying out checkpoints, as we say, over the coming days. Chief Superintendent Ray McMahon says fatalities on the road can have huge impacts on the victims' families, and sometimes that can be overlooked.
What's not often said is the effects that has, and not just on the person, but on the entire families as well. You know, not to mention those, obviously, that have had to suffer a fatality in the family. And, you know, the trend at the moment is down, and slightly down, but we really need that to consider, or to reduce considerably.
A West Donegal councillor says he believes the meeting with Uisce Éireann in September will be treated as a box-ticking exercise. Councillor Michael McClaverty claims the authority is causing major problems around the country and the county. He says the building of homes is being delayed because of a lack of water infrastructure. And the councillor says, as elected public representatives, members are being starved of information.
We have a meeting coming up now, early September, the first week of September, for all the MDs to meet with us. But the problem is here, Irish Water need to do more than just have a meeting now in September. I've asked for meetings months and months ago. We got nowhere with them. They're only having a meeting now in September because it's their duty bound to do it. It's such an agreement given as a meeting every quarter and so on. But that's really unacceptable. It's not going to help one bit in September.
And Donegal County Council is being urged to seek a meeting with the Transport Minister to ensure the N15 upgrade is completed as far as Lifford. Works have been carried out from Ballyshannon to Ballybofey, but Councillor Patrick McGowan says it's vital now that the remainder of the route is brought up to standard. He's calling for funding for resurfacing, straightening and the installation of a hard shoulder or cycle lane to be made available under the National Development Plan. Councillor McGowan says road safety must be prioritised given the high volume of traffic using the N15 daily.
What remains to be done now is from Stranorler, well, through the town, obviously the road surface in the town are extremely bad, but from Stranorler now to Lifford, particularly down to Kestle Fun, this part of the road is a very, very poor quality. It's both the surface, the width, and the very, very bad corners. And for a road, it's a national primary road, that sees heavy vehicles, local traffic, tourists, everything coming 24 hours a day, like 7 days a week, all year long. It's very important it's included now within the National Development Plan.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing. It's been a successful afternoon for our Donegal jockeys in action, both here at home and across the water. The big win of the day so far has come in Galway, where Luke McAteer has had a winner on 40-1 outsider Tropical Island for trainer Richard Fahey. That was in the 320 Arthur Guinness Irish EBF Corrib Filly Stakes on day four of the Galway races. Dylan Brett McMonagall has also been in the winner's circle in Galway. He was on board Which Wolf Wins for JP O'Brien in the 355 handicap. That horse went to post at 5-4, with McAteer again going well and coming in second on Gavu. And Oshinor had an impressive win over in Nottingham at 330, or rode Vincent Rocks to victory for trainer Hugo Palmer at 8-1. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers will look to secure their place in the third round of qualifying for the Conference League tonight. The Hoops have a 4-0 lead over St Joseph's of Gibraltar ahead of the second leg of their tie at Tallaght Stadium from 8. And in Estonia, St Pat's have a 1-0 lead over Kalju ahead of their meeting, which kicks off at 5:45. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says his squad seem closer together ahead of the new Premier League season. Defender Luke Shaw praised his boss for ensuring there are no stragglers in the group ahead of their 4-1 friendly win against Bournemouth in Chicago this morning. Amorim agrees that there is a change in attitude.
They are playing better also because they are connecting better with each other, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. I think they are stronger, they are faster in this moment. Of course, it's a pre-season, but you can see the intensity is completely different.
Nottingham Forest have signed winger Dan Ndoye in a deal worth up to £34 million. The Swiss international moves from Bologna to the Premier League club on a five-year contract. West Ham midfielder Lucas Paqueta has been cleared of spot-fixing charges by an independent commission. He was accused by the Football Association of misconduct during four Premier League matches between November 2022 and August the following year. The Brazilian international was alleged to have picked up yellow cards on purpose, but always maintained his innocence. In Gaelic games, the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Club Championships will start as planned on the weekend of the 9th and 10th of August. Over a nine-week period, there will be just two free weekends, which will come after round three on the weekend ending the 31st of August and the weekend before the final in early October. The senior county decider will be played on the 12th of October. We'll be talking about the club championship and more with Eamon McGee on the Score programme this evening. Eamon was also appointed on the Sligo backroom team this week. And also on the programme, Keith Cowan will look ahead to this weekend's fixtures for Finn Harps and Derry City in the League of Ireland. And Patsy McGonigal will preview this weekend's National Senior Track and Field Championships for North West competitors. That's all coming up on the Score after the 7 o'clock news. In swimming, Ellen Walsh finished 8th in the 200 metre butterfly final at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. The 23-year-old was in the mix for a medal through the first 150 metres but tailed off in the final length. Ellie McCartney is through to Friday's 200 metre breaststroke final after a third place finish in her semi-final in a time of 2 minutes 23.79. The Enniskillen swimmer says her preparation has paid off to get to this stage.
This is what we train for. We train to perform in the heats. I think that's really been a strength this year, that I've been able to progress through to the rounds. So to make it to a World Championship final, my first Worlds, it's really exciting.
Daniel Whiffen has been forced to withdraw from the remainder of the championships due to illness. In golf, Leona Maguire and Lauren Walsh are level par following their opening rounds of the Women's Open Championship at Royal Portcawl. The pair carded 72 respectively and are 5 strokes off the lead held by Japan's Eri Okuyama. Anna Foster is also level par with 5 holes played. Seamus Power is underway in his opening round at the Wyndham Championship in North Carolina. The Waterford golfer has moved back to 1 under with 4 to play. Cameron Young is the clubhouse leader there on 7 under. In Formula 1, Formula 1 world champion Max Verstappen has confirmed he'll remain with Red Bull next season. He had been linked with a potential move to rivals Mercedes, whose team principal Toto Wolff had expressed their interest last month. The Dutch driver has won the Drivers' Championship the last 3 years in a row. Finally, in rugby, Leinster will host Munster in Croke Park once again in a URC Interpro this season. The reigning URC champions will welcome the men in red to Drumcondra on Saturday, October 18th. That is all your sports news for today, but I'll be back with the Score between 7 and 8. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Well, it's a Thursday, and that means it's time for this week's edition of Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Emmy Sean, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit Unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. First of all, this evening it really is a case of showtime over the next few days and weeks. On Sunday we have the Glencolumbkill Agricultural Show, and then on Monday the ever popular Mena Cross Agricultural Show takes place just outside Dunloe, where of course there is the tradition of the newly crowned Mary being in attendance, which all adds to the atmosphere. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 5th and 6th of August, there's the Clonmany Agricultural Show, one of the biggest of its kind in the Northwest. And then on Saturday week, that's August the 9th, there's the Ardra Show, with Sunday, August the 17th, being the date for the Ballyshannon Agricultural Show. So much to look forward to around the county in the coming weeks. Farmers and the Department of Agriculture appear to be on a collision course over controversial requirements regarding peatland appeals. Well, to find out more, I've been speaking with Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Darren, this is going to cause a lot of debate and there are many unanswered questions.
Yeah, Chris, there's a lot of consternation about it. This goes back, I suppose, a few months when the GAIAC 2 protection of wetlands and peatlands regulations came in, so the mandatory regulations that came in, and it concerns about 35,000 farmers and 650,000 hectares. And essentially what it does is it provides regulations on how farmers would farm peatlands. Now, it doesn't, say, interfere massively with the day-to-day running of farms, so it has some regulations around what can be done with regards to drainage, but for a lot of farmers, they can continue to farm as is. Where the, I suppose, confusion or the debate or the anger has come this week is that the Department have always said that farmers can appeal it, that if they felt that lands were wrongly categorised, that they could appeal that. So they put out their appeals process at the end of last week, or the appeals criteria. The first two, no one really had a problem with, is that soil samples show on the level of organic matter, and then also that you'd have a forest advisor would do, say, a report on what was there on the land. They take geotag photos to show what was there, and they'd also have to show a soil profile, and that would, say, form the basis of the appeal. It was the, there was two other points that, that is really, I suppose, maybe got farm organisations backs up. There was one that a farmer would have to declare that the land that he was appealing was never drained before. And there was a second one that was that if farmers were going carrying out drainage in 2025, they would be the ones that would be prioritised, but the farmers would have to include plans for what they were going to do with regards to show that they were going to do drainage to be able to get that priority assessment of the application. And that could be something like contractors agreement or contractors quotations. And that is really, I suppose, what has driven the debate this week, or the reaction, the strong reaction from farm organisations. They have said that they have no issues really with the first two elements, but that they have refuted why you would be asking someone to declare that they've drained lands before.
Yeah, now this is a bit of a bolt out of the blue. What are the departments saying in response to the obvious queries?
So they haven't said much, Chris. We have asked them directly, say, why is there a stipulation there? Why have you? Why is there anything included asking farmers that they have to declare that lands have been drained or haven't been drained? But they haven't answered that, Chris. They did say yesterday that there would be a clarification to the document. And the clarification that came out to the document this morning is saying that where farmers don't want, where they're not planning to do drainage in 2025, well, then they don't need to put in the declaration and they don't need to put in the cost. So the question that is coming from farm organisations now is, well, why is that needed at all? That if there's priority, if someone plans to do works with this, or say land in 2025, that you shouldn't need to declare that the land was never drained before. So that's, I think, going to rumble on into next week before we probably have an answer on that, because there hasn't been any answer either officially, or there hasn't, the farm organisations haven't got any reaction on that either.
Well, time will tell, and no doubt there'll be plenty going on behind the scenes. Just changing tack slightly, the profile of the national herd, Darren, it's changed considerably over the last decade.
Yeah, there's been a big switch around, Chris. I suppose we've talked a lot about the numbers going down and maybe the increase in the dairy herd in recent years, and really what has happened is the increase in the dairy herd has massed over a significant reduction in sucklers and the amount of suckler bred cattle on farms. But if we look at, say, the last decade, the department put out an AIM, say, or the Animal Identification and Movement, say, report for 2024 a couple of months ago. If you were to assess that and compare it to 2014, what it showed is that there is over 300,000 fewer Shirley sired cattle on farms, over 200,000 limousine sired cattle on farms, but the overall number of cattle hadn't changed too much to 2014 levels. There were 340,000 extra Aberdeen Angus cattle on farms, about 100,000 extra Frisians, and 120,000 extra Herefords. So that has brought about a big shift, and it's something we've been talking about for quite some time in light of the national suckler herd reducing by a quarter of a million cows. And I think that it's something that's only going to continue and possibly intensify when you see that the analysis of AIM's data for the first 5 months of this year shows that stock numbers are 237,000 head lower than the 1st of June in 2024. So that's quite a significant number. 130,000 of those are, say, beef animals, 66,000 replacement dairy heifers, 40,000 dairy cows, and about 35 or 38,000 less suckler cows on farms. So really reductions across every category of stock.
And finally, Darren, just when it comes to farm incomes, I suppose it depends what way things can be spun one way or another. But the latest Chagas economic analysis is forecasting that average farm incomes could rise by almost 40% this year. That's quite a startling figure.
Yeah, it's quite a significant increase. And it's coming across all the livestock sectors. Unfortunately, tillage isn't getting the bounce of the ball. We're heading into a difficult and a challenging, period for grain sales. But if you're looking across dairy, it's predicted to increase the most. I think the average farm income is to go over 100,000. You're seeing a significant increase in the suckler and cattle rearing to the mid to high 20,000. And sheep is in a similar position, maybe slightly higher than that. And where it's coming from, Chris, is that maybe slightly more favourable production conditions that we think back to this time last year. We were after a few months of dreadful weather. Farmers had fed a lot of meal, a lot of extra feed. Animals hadn't got out. And then if we take the bounce in regard, say, sales prices, no one could have envisaged that in December you'd be talking about a beef price of over €5 a kilo, and then fast forward a few months and you'd be talking about a beef price between €7 a kilo and €8 a kilo. So that has really, I suppose, maybe crystallised where it's coming from. And good to see, because there has been a lot of negativity, a lot of challenges around farming for the last few years, and a lot of farmers struggling to generate income or profit that they'd be able to reinvest in the farm or just keep the household going, Chris. So it's good to see.
Yeah, in some respects, it's the complete opposite to the perfect storm.
Yeah, it is. The year has been good. I know, say, we've had a few up and down weeks with regards to weather, but in general, the year has been good. It's been a good year, so long may that last as well.
That was Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. And finally, Brennan's Bread is the number one fast-moving consumer goods brand chosen by shoppers in Ireland, according to a new report. The latest World Panel by Numerator's 2025 Brand Footprint report shows that Avonmore is in second place, followed by Tato, Cadbury's Dairy Milk and Jacobs, rounding up the top five. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore. Goodbye.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
And weather forecast largely dry this evening with some sunshine. Tonight there'll be a mix of cloud and clear spells, dry at first, but isolated light showers will develop overnight. Top temperatures 10 to 13 degrees Celsius with a light west to northwest wind. Apart from some isolated light showers in the morning, it'll be a dry day tomorrow with some sunny spells developing in the afternoon and evening. Top temperatures 16 to 18 degrees Celsius in a light northwesterly breeze. The main stories in brief this evening: there's been a case of bird flu in Donegal. However, the Agriculture Minister Martin Hazen says because it occurred in a backyard flock, it doesn't impact on Ireland's disease-free status and doesn't require the imposition of any restrictions. The mother of Private Sean Rooney says she will dedicate every bone in her body to ensuring justice for Sean and highlighting the uncomfortable truths about the systematic failings by the UN, the Irish Defence Forces and the Lebanese justice system. It follows this week's court ruling in Lebanon, after which it emerged the man held responsible for Sean's murder primarily was sentenced to death in absentia and no one knows where he is. And those who find themselves in energy arrears are being advised to get in touch with their suppliers. New figures show more than 300,000 households are behind on their electricity bills. That's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. In the interim, check all the latest news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 31st of July. The death has taken place at his home of Conall Gilday, Carn Ardra, formerly of Dohill and Birmingham. Reposing at his late residence in Carn this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. The death has taken place of Gail Booth, 6 Kerrs Bay, Rathmullen, formerly of Larricon, Lucan, County Dublin. reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, tomorrow Friday from 5pm until 6pm. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan at 4 o'clock. The Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. The house is private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Dominic McGill, Derry Real, Falcarra. His remains will repose at his home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1pm to 9pm. Rosary nightly at 9. House private, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass will take place on Saturday morning at 11 in St Finian's Church, Falcarra, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Jimmy McGinley, Glasgow, and Glasha Guidor. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, until 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8. Private removal following the rosary to his home in Glasha, which is private to family only, please. Funeral mass will take place in St Columbkill's Church, Knockfulla, on Saturday at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, funeral director's Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Announcing the 56th Clonmany Festival featuring Ireland's top bands including Nathan Carter, Derek Ryan, Mike Denver, Jimmy Buckley, David James, Michael English, Leona Hagen, the Tumbling Paddies and the Two Bucks. For full programme visit clonmannyfestival.com.
Farmers and Department on collision course over peatlands classification. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, frustrated farmers demand answers about the controversial new appeals process. We analyse why farm incomes are set to surge by 40%. Charolais and limousine numbers plummet as dairy numbers rise. Find out about the proposed planning exemptions for slurry storage and farm sheds. Pressure mounting to cut tractor tyre recycling charges. Trespasser jailed for threatening to kill farmer. Plus, in Irish Country Living, should I replace or repair my old tractor? All inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal.
My Future Fund, the new auto-enrollment retirement savings scheme, is coming. You pay in, your employer pays in, and the state tops it up. It all adds up to a great way to save for your future and something to look forward to. For more information, visit gov.ie/auto-enrollment. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Back by popular demand, the High Stool Prophets return to Canavan's Ballygolly on Friday, October 3rd for their high-energy Irish folk and trad show. Dance, sing and stomp the night away. Tickets just £20. Book now at canavans.co.uk or check Facebook. Get ready for an unforgettable night. Use promo code Highland10 to get 10% off your ticket.
Unmissable deals at Evolve Clothing. Tommy Hilfiger jeans, only €50. Chinos and jeans from just €10. Summer sale is on now at Letterkenny Retail Park or shop online at evolveclothing.com. Stocks won't last.
Come along to the Glencolumbkill Agricultural Show this Sunday 3rd, featuring cattle, sheep, horses, poultry and all marquee classes. A great family day with children's fun and live music. Enter their draw for a brand new Honda Quad or cash equivalent of €11,000. That's this Sunday at Glencolumbkill Agricultural Show.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online, this is Highland Radio, your voice, your station.
The Power Hour Plus with County Seat Menswear in Letterkenny. If you're getting married, County Seat has you covered with unbeatable wedding suit and tuxedo deals. Check in store or call 91-21-763.
It's the Power Hour Plus with Ivan Borland. Weeknights from 5:30 p.m. on Highland Radio. Someone